This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Gunnison County's sheriff will no longer communicate with ICE. The policy shift came after a contentious meeting. In it, residents accused Sheriff Adam Murdy's office of alerting authorities to undocumented inmates at the jail. The sheriff says he intended to avoid greater conflicts with ICE, but he will change strategy.
I'm done dealing with them, but I am so afraid of what's going to happen when they find out that we're not allowing them to come do their job. They're going to come into this community and just run rampant like they do everywhere else.
The move came after more than an hour of public outcry at a county commissioner's meeting this week. In a summer with its share of news about outbreaks of foodborne illness, here's a new one to add to the list, salmonella, linked to foreign-grown peppers. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Jalapenos, to be precise, are the latest produce impacted. Colorado has recorded 110 cases associated with a multi-state outbreak. Here's Dr. Rachel Herlihy, the state epidemiologist.
Of the cases that we've had here in Colorado, we have had 6 hospitalizations. We have not had any deaths. Most of the time, salmonella is going to be a limited infection, meaning that most people will recover on their own.
She says the illnesses were associated with a contaminated product supplied to restaurants Qdoba and Chipotle. Both chains stopped serving the peppers. The CDC doesn't think there's an ongoing risk to consumers. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A ballot measure aimed at promoting natural gas in Colorado will go before voters this fall. The constitutional amendment is titled Right to Natural Gas. It would codify in law and the state constitution that consumers have a right to buy natural gas for cooking or heating, and it would also codify that distributors and utilities have a right to sell natural gas to consumers. Voters will decide in November. This is CPR News.